Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
It's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Genevieve Henderson, who's a senior mortgage loan officer with American Pacific Mortgage. And we also have Mark Rogers, who's the president of Trailstone Insurance Group. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey, Genevieve, just
Genevieve, thanks for coming on. I apologize there, Mike.
No problem whatsoever. Hey, it's great to have a conversation with thought leaders. And, you know, I really like to put the pin on thought leaders because we all bring our expertise and experiences and life experience and business experience to our profession. And, you know, I want to hear, Genevieve, what got you into the business and what how you serve your clients and things. So what is what's a little bit of your background and how did you get into the mortgage business?
I've been licensed for 4.5 years. And prior to that, I come from a legal background, which is really helpful in interpreting underwriting guidelines.
Yes.
Which is what we've got to do all the time. I also come from a property owners association, was my previous employment. So that and being really good with numbers and very detailed as a paralegal, all those things culminated in pointing me into this direction as the best use for my skills and for what I'm passionate about.
Neat. You know, back in the day, way back in the day, I was spent about 10 years in the mortgage industry with JP Morgan Chase. And I would suspect that your point about being in the legal profession first really brings some unique benefit to your clients. And you mentioned underwriting guidelines. You know, when you could put together a package that best portrays your borrower in the best possible light and has everything right there for that underwriter, and they're almost going, flipping through, going, looks good. Boy, I think that legal background really is a leg up to your competition when people are working with you. Have you found that as well?
Definitely. It's currently playing out right now. And when I have one of them, I have in the pipeline trying to get closed where, you know, it's like, what is the requirement for a guideline? What is required to be disclosed?
Yeah.
What is the burden that we have to prove? And so just like you would do that in the legal field, it comes out here where the information they're requesting about a particular condo project, it's not required to be disclosed, right?
Yeah.
So it's negative for a client. And by finding that the guidelines technically have a loophole there, I can actually get things sometimes approved that wouldn't, maybe a lot of other lenders are saying, oh, no, that's a non-warrantable. You can't do that. So, yeah.
That's a great point, and I'll kind of pause there for a second because I think that needs to be elaborated on, because when you have that knowledge and insight from experience of not only previous mortgage loan packages and your legal background, when you can look 2-3 steps ahead and see where a snag could come up and prevent that. Well, what you just described is, you know, you never want to give the underwriters more than what they're asking for, because that could take them down another rabbit trail and that could cause more trouble or issues, or mainly time. So what I'm hearing you say when you describe that is, boy, with that kind of knowledge, you can streamline and make sure the process, you know, is going as quick as possible. Because if it has to come out of underwriting and sit on a processor's desk for a day or two to then get back to you, and then ask, it could be a week before it gets back to that underwriter to check that one last thing off. So time is a huge benefit for what you're describing there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Knowing ahead of time what our plan of action is for a particular, maybe a red flag or a hurdle or whatever it is. It's great to just find everything out up front, you know, like full disclosure between me and the client, almost like an attorney-client privilege situation.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, there are certain things that, you know, if you're going to be losing your job, I can't overlook that part. But, full disclosure and really, yes, making sure that we don't submit anything that isn't required, can be really key in making sure you have a smooth closing.
Yeah. And I know, Mark, you know, as president of the Trailstone Insurance Group with homeowners insurance, there's a lot of things you serve the real estate industry in with time and speed and efficiencies. And, you know, like Genevieve mentioned, you know, condo, boy, there's some, you know, unique things with, you know, coverages for even condos that you guys might be able to help solve and streamline time-wise too, right?
Yeah, condos, especially with loss assessment these days, you know, with the hail that's happened in Colorado, it's been an ongoing conversation.
I think time is so critical. I mean, it's one of these resources like land, you can't ever get it back. So huge, huge point there. So Genevieve, let's move into the kind of clients you serve. I would suspect that, you know, you can help all kinds of borrowers buying and refining, but, you know, do you work with first time home buyers? Is that someone, a group of people that you tend to help as well?
Yes, absolutely. I do have a strong passion for real estate. And so helping first time home buyers being able to, you know, it's very difficult right now in the real estate market. You know, prices are really high, but you can sit there and be discouraged by that, or you could be inspired by that. And that's, you know, the appreciation. So when you think, oh, we're going to wait because we want to save. And I'm like, but if you wait, you're missing out on that appreciation.
Yeah.
And so helping them understand things like that, helping them understand, you know, yes, rates are high right now, but that means there's less competition right now. And so that's, if you qualify, it's a moment of opportunity. So lock in that price now, get the higher rate. You can't change that aspect, but you can refinance later. You can change the rate later. So walking them through and kind of coaching them as far as, you know, perspective here during difficult times, is really important, and helping them to like navigate getting their credit score higher so that they can get the best rate possible.
You know, what I hear with that is coaching and guiding and navigating, you know, that's invaluable. Because a first-time home buyer, they don't have 10 transactions under the belt. Like a real estate investor, they might just know the ropes. But a first-time home buyer, they're trusting and relying on you to go, here's what you need to think about. And I know that you might have heard, you know, let's wait and save. But, you know, like you mentioned about you'd miss out on the equity. Well, yeah, you would miss out on the equity growth, but also it costs you, because if that certain house or that type of house went up in price $10,000, that could have been yours. But more importantly, you're now borrowing more money because the price has moved. And so time, again, getting right back to what we were talking about before, time is can work for us and it could work against us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had buyers I closed last week in that situation. Thank you. Yeah.
It's got to be invaluable to those first time home buyers.
It is. I have clients I just closed last week in the state of Washington, utilizing a fellow loan officer's Washington license. And I was working with them for months. They wanted to save up 20% so they could avoid the private mortgage insurance, that PMI. And I told them, like, you're shopping near Seattle. It's appreciating at 25% year over year. Are you really going to be saving to keep up with that so that a year from now, you know, like, you're going to be paying that much more for a house? And so they finally took the jump. They finally took my advice. And when that appraisal came in at $45,000 over their actual contract price, that was instant equity for them. I mean, we were ecstatic. So next year at this time, we'll be able to refinance them into a better rate and totally eliminate any private mortgage insurance, because their house is going to appreciate around 20-25% again.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a story. I mean, in many markets aren't appreciating that fast, but that same concept stands. You know, your coaching to be able to go, ooh, what if, and could we structure a loan this way? Could we do a first and second combo? There's a lot of things that you would be able to pull out and show them to say, here's what I would recommend. What do you feel comfortable doing? Because again, don't push and don't tell, but just guide and coach. And that's, to me, I don't care if you're a first-time home buyer or a 10-time home buyer, that's the approach that people will appreciate.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we did. We ended up giving them an 80% first mortgage, 10% down payment and 10% second mortgage.
Yes.
To actually get them in without having to pay mortgage insurance. So it's the best of both worlds for them.
Yep. And who knows?
Great that you had a plan for a year down the road, you know, so like you said, you can get them into a better rate, you know, in a better loan package a year from now. So not only are you helping them now, but a year down the road.
100%. And if they are savers and they were thinking of, well, let me just save up more, well, then keep saving and see if you can knock out that second anyway. But then the backup plan is do a full refi. You're under 80. I mean, I think a lot of people would hear that and go, who would have thought? You know, I mean, and that right there is having the plan. Here's, you know, stick with me. I've got the plan. And I think then the next step is, what do you do like that same first time home buyer? What if they're in a house 2, 3, 4 years and they call you up to say, hey, we had a kid or two and we're looking for a bigger place. Should we keep this as a rental? Should we buy another house? Should we? I think those kind of conversations you're able to, again, help give some good advice on as well, right?
Absolutely. Yes. There are ways to convert a primary into an investment so that it doesn't hurt your ratios as far as your what you qualify for. There's ways to do that so that it doesn't hurt you for the next purchase. So I'm able to advise them in those ways as well.
That's a big point you bring up. And I don't want to get into the weeds, but just know that if that is something that someone listening to this is interested in down the road, you can't just put a sign in your yard, move, and just rent your house out. I mean, there's some hurdles to get through. So you need to be able to properly document things to say, this house was my primary. Now I'm going to move to another primary. I'm going to keep this as a rental and be able to use maybe rental income to offset. It's not just as simple as you thinking, let me just do it on my own. So you need some guidance on that.
Absolutely. It takes a lot of planning to make sure, most people can't just qualify right off the bat. So knowing what maybe someone's credit is, how that, you know, aspect looked, which is incredibly important to their application. Knowing if they have any current real estate and they're wanting to convert it later. We just want to make sure that it, you know, that it does go smoothly. I don't want to be part of, you know, a transaction where people were left homeless in the end, you know, or a realtor or a lender, a listing agent, you know, their time was wasted. We try to like find all possible hurdles and make sure that we plan for it accordingly with, you know, if there needs to be a lease agreement in place, you know, as you leave that primary and get a new one, you know, I like to coach them on those things so that they understand exactly what to expect as they prepare for another purchase.
I love it. So let's move into now you've been a first-time home buyer and you're not looking for your first place. Now you're looking at some maybe investment property. Talk a little bit about how you help coach people that are either full-on real estate investors or maybe even someone that's like, you know, let me pick up a property or two because I've read the old Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or I've heard that real estate's a great investment. So how do you work with real estate investors?
Investors, it's definitely a different approach. You know, there's usually not like a heart and soul falling in love with a property.
Yeah.
It's more about numbers and what makes sense and it's what that rate of return is. So I work with investors to give them an idea ahead of time what that housing expense is going to look like based on, you know, the price point that they're looking for. Also advising them in a situation regarding rate. You know, do we need to float the rate? When do we need to lock it? And then also advising them, a lot of times there's buy down options. You know, should you buy that rate down and create maybe a better rate of return on a monthly basis by buying and having a lower rate? So I go through all those things with my buyers and the options to make sure that, you know, they know exactly what they're getting into. It's nothing they regret. This is an investment for them. And yeah, it's a wonderful way to build your net worth. Is if you've got money sitting in the bank or a 401k, I don't know about you. My 401k isn't doing too well right now.
Yes, yeah, like a 201k.
Yeah, exactly. So it's much better to invest that in real estate because the demand and the supply you know, is such that it's going to be appreciating for a long time moving forward. The housing bubble kind of talk, like that's just so you can get maybe some people to click on your videos. But is the truth there? Is the economics there of a housing bubble and that you're going to regret that purchase? That is not there right now. And it's not for the foreseeable future.
And I would suspect this, that if you were in, you know, financial services, financial planner, you're talking about, hey, put your money in for the long term and don't worry about the ups and downs, because that really is an approach that people need to keep in mind. And I would suspect that what you said about the difference between buying emotionally as a house you're going to live in with your family, as an investor, you're looking at the numbers. It's return on investment. And in some senses, once you get that investment, yeah, the housing market might bump up, down, up, and all around, but you're looking at it from the numbers of, okay, it's got tax write-off, I've got cash flow. So you've got to make the right mortgage decision up front. And like you were saying, again, not to get into the weeds, but is it smart to buy the rate down? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And there's a lot of factors that will go into that. And that's, I think, part of, you know, a whole different animal of let's sharpen that pencil and look at the numbers. And then I think that when a real estate investor knows that they're relying on someone like yourself to say, look, let me guide you, coach you, give you some options, and you get them in a rock solid loan program that really meets their needs, here comes the next one. And that helps their success.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm telling, like right now, with the rates being really high, yes, it's very uncomfortable and it's very tempting to want to buy that rate down. And I don't know that like even a bank loan officer follows the kind of market information that I do in trying to advise clients as to what the future holds there. But I'm advising clients right now, even my one of my top clients right now, he's trying to close on that condo. It's his eighth. And I'm telling him, I know we've bought down before with your refinances and your purchases, but right now is not the time to buy down. Mm. There's a recession coming. Rates are going to be dropping back down into the fours, and you can get a much better rate than you even could right now with a buy down. You can get it with a refi in about 9 months. You can get that rate for free.
Wow.
So let's just wait, buy what you can, get it at a good price now while the competition is less. And then refinance in about 9 months, and you can get that rate of return you really want.
Huge. And when you mentioned bank loan officer, I want to ask this question because I think it really is a powerful value prop for you. Am I correct in thinking that you have more than a loan product or two? You're not captive. You can find all kinds of different loan programs, whereas the banks out there, quote unquote, they're stuck with what they can offer, and you got to fit in that box.
Yes, that would be correct in that I do have access to a lot of different products. I have access to down payment assistance, non-QM, it stands for non-qualified mortgage. Those are like bank statements, meaning bank statements to prove your income rather than W-2s and the more traditional employment. You know, so we have retail lines, but we also have the ability to broker. So I'm like the best of both worlds and having access to both.
Yeah, that gives a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love my company. It's the second company I've ever had, but their processes are so smooth. The team works together so well that I don't see myself moving to another company. We get asked all the time, you know, will you come over to our company? We're like, so, you know, we're the income producers, so we're always being sought after. But American Pacific Mortgage is an amazing company to work for, and I've had so many successful, smooth closings that I'm very happy where I'm at.
Awesome. Mark, any thoughts on working as an independent versus a flexible, you know, kind of provider that way? I think that's a really key point that we're talking about here.
Yeah, it really ties in, you know, to what Genevieve just mentioned. Having the ability to go out and find multiple products for somebody, and we have that same option here. So I really value that relationship, you know, with a broker.
Yep, huge.
Because it makes a huge difference. Yeah.
It really does, you know, and it allow. And we've been using the word coach and guide so much, and I think that the true like proof, I guess, of being a coach and a guide is the ability to ask questions, dig deeper, figure out what you really, really, really need, and then go, okay, based on that, here's this. Well, if you only have a handful of loan products, it's almost like why there's not much to be asking for because here's what we have. But the ability to be able to really hone in and fine tune and almost customize something for someone in that sense, that's a really great position to be in. So that's great, Genevieve.
Yeah. And I really, especially with first time home buyers, people who don't maybe already have an established insurance company that they work with, I love to send them to independent insurance agents because it's so stressful when you're trying to purchase a home with all the documentation that you're dealing with from the lender and the realtor. They don't have time to go shopping themselves. And I love to be able to put them into the hands of a capable independent insurance agent who will shop it for them and find that best deal. So that's, I understand. Yeah. And it's great to have access to all those products. So that way they, rather than calling five different companies themselves and getting quotes, that independent agent will prove their worth and do it for them.
100%. It kind of reminds me of, you know, at the end of the day, the most important person in this, in the entire transaction, the hero of the story is the client. You know, I mean, Genevieve is the coach and the guide and the person helping to bring this together, but that client is the one that we're serving and need to make sure that they're taken care of. And that's exactly what I've been hearing where you say. So I just really think that you guys have such a great program there. And it's really neat to hear that, you know, maybe you ought to get this to your bosses and go, you know, hey, I'm getting recruited, but no, I love my job. And that's really awesome to hear too.
Good. Yeah, no, I've been here since September and I'm so happy. It's been such an improvement over my last experience. So, I feel like my clients and my realtor partners that send me clients, I think they're very appreciative of it as well. They've seen a big difference.
Well, Genevieve, it's been so great chatting with you today. What's the best way someone can reach out, connect with you, and learn more about how you can help them either as a first-time home buyer or an investor with American Pacific Mortgage?
Given the complication of my name, my email is quite long, so I'm not going to torture anyone with trying to spell that out in this recording. But my cell phone is the easiest way to get a hold of me by text or calls. So that's 720-249-6101.
Great. And I will actually put in the direct link to your website in the show notes. So anyone interested can click right on that and go to apmortgage.com and see Genevieve's direct page. So that's excellent. And boy, I sure appreciate you coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you and learning about how you serve your clients. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to have this opportunity to discuss this with you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.